Early 1942 saw Virginia in an uncharacteristically gloomy state of mind. Agents, especially those with wives and children, treasured every snippet of news from home and relied on them to get through the darkest moments. But for Virginia, there had been no serious sweetheart since Emil, the Polish officer in Vienna 14 years earlier. And since Pearl Harbor, all letters from her family in America had stopped, apart from a telegram from her mother at Christmas, passed through the normal diplomatic route by SOE. What particularly upset her was that a homemade fruitcake sent by Mrs. Hall had never arrived. "We never despair," she wrote to Nicholas Bodington back at Baker Street on January 5th. "But we doubt the arrival of such interesting delicacies. It seems unfair." Lonely and no doubt fearful, Virginia let down her guard in an acutely personal letter to "My dear Nick," typewritten on her hotel bed while the sleet outside flecked her windows. Despite her determination to stay, she confessed that her health was suffering, and she had a cold and an ache in the thorax caused by the persistent snow, rain, and slush. "The dark days are fairly abysmal." Virginia sought solace wherever she could find it, writing, "Great excitement. It looks quietly possible to have some butter." She knew that those living in relative comfort in London had no real concept of the sacrifices she was making and thought her mad for fantasizing about food in this way. "But someday, even you may comprehend. Everything revolves about first, stomach, second, ability to find shoes." "I get so fed up," she then sighed, pleading with the Baker Street staffers to write to her in the absence of letters from home. Then, a cry from the heart, she added, "I hate war and politics and frontiers. In fact, I am feeling very sour." She ended, though, with the typically upbeat message that she would get over it. She sent her love to the office, signing off with a British valediction and her family nickname. "Cheers, Dindy."